Horseshoes in Orton yesterday afternoon. West Yorkshire Police have launched a full investigation. Our correspondent Shingi Mararike is at the scene.
We know that their appeal to the mother focuses on her welfare. They are saying that they are concerned for her health. In a statement, they say that the mother should contact us to seek medical help. She has already been through an extremely traumatic ordeal and could well need treatment herself.
Rishi Sunak's defending plans to restrict sales of vapes, including banning disposable ones, after criticism from his predecessor. Liz Truss has described it as a nanny state policy, while the Prime Minister says it's about caring for our children's health. A pedestrian's died after being hit by a bus outside one of the UK's busiest stations. It happened at London Victoria during rush hour earlier. The UN Palestinian Refugee Agency says it won't be able to continue aid operations in Gaza beyond February. The UK is among several countries to withdraw funding following allegations some staff were involved in October's attacks on Israel by Hamas. Michael Gove told the COVID inquiry he believes the Scottish government was at times politically motivated in its handling of the pandemic. The cabinet minister has been describing how Westminster and Holyrood cooperated during the crisis. He told the inquiry in Edinburgh the main focus of Scottish ministers was to protect people, though.
It would be naive to assume that people who had dedicated their whole life to the cause of Scottish independence would not at certain points see the political component to some of the decisions and some of the points that were being made.
And Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage and Doja Cat are headlining this year's Wireless Festival. The event takes place at Finsbury Park in North London. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today, shall we? Now, it's feeling quite mild, 14 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. You'll get a little bit of sunshine coming through the clouds in the next few hours, and then overnight going down to 9 degrees, and it will remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward, or rather, good afternoon. Why am I getting that mixed up? I should know better. I've been doing this radio show for a long time. There we go. What's happening to this arm on this thing? Microphone keeps drooping. Yeah, it keeps drooping down. Now, I did ask a question of the day on social media about tea and coffee, which I thought I would read out and see what you've said, really. In the background, I'm playing Nomad with Presents, which is out now. It's beautiful, actually. Good morning to Stephen Duke, if you're listening. Isn't this gorgeous? Oh, I'm going to have this as one of my beds for the show, you know. It's lovely, isn't it? Nice and relaxed on a Monday. Love a bit of jazz. Right, so the question of the day is about tea or coffee or both. Or what do you have in the mornings? What's your preferred first hot drink of the day and how do you take it? I do like to be nosy and I asked you to send a picture, which is great for radio. Joshua says, coffee with full fat milk. Mmm. My dad used to have full fat milk in the day when it used to be delivered. And my mum would say, don't touch that milk. Dad's got to have the first cup and he'd have all the cream. I don't have full fat milk, I have semi-skimmed. Not that it makes any difference. still, it's Joshua. Rogue Effect says, great Monday motivation, Michelle. Thanks again. I'm a tea and coffee, but tea first and coffee at mid-morning. Mm. A lot of people have coffee in the morning, I think, and then tea. Or maybe they don't, I don't know. It's quite unusual, actually. It's weird, isn't it? You're in the mood for a tea or you're in the mood for a coffee. Bob says, I always drink tea first, then a coffee or two in my favourite mug. And he sent a picture of his Beatles mug with them walking across Abbey Road. Is it Pelican Crossing? Is that what they call them? Yeah. Very relaxed. Neil said, thanks once again for your amazing support. It's hugely appreciated. Didn't say anything about the cup of tea. Stephen said, 100% agree with your comments about the high street and having individual shops rather than chain stores. Use your local businesses or lose them, people. It's as simple as that. Thank you, Stephen. And Stephen Duke, by the way, is part of Nomad, which is the music I'm playing here in the background. Beautiful. Billy said, coffee first, and by lunch I've switched to tea for the rest of the day and the evening. I like a cup of coffee in the morning. Do you know what? When I used to smoke, dirty smoke, years and years ago, I went from drinking tea to coffee. And then when I stopped smoking, I went back to drinking tea. And then I don't smoke anymore. It's a terrible thing to do. You don't even start. And then I've gone back to drinking coffee. I think, you know why I like coffee? Because it's quicker. Just that little thing of the tea bag gets on my nerves. And also I bought a coffee machine, which is nice, but it only makes a tiny little espresso. I love this bit of music. Isn't it strange how music can... Now, you know I'm quite hyper. I go from relaxed to hyper. And as soon as I've put this music on, which is Nomad, you'll find them online, Nomad Band, it's made me feel relaxed. Now I'm going to let this play a little bit, and then we're going to carry on with the show on Phoenix FM. This is my classic track of the day. It's Tom Robinson, and this is called The Wedding, and it was originally out in 2009. So this is fresh to your ears, probably. Fresh to mine. It's a track that I've only heard once or twice, but I thought I'd share it with you. This is a classic track for Monday.
It was a winter Sunday in the centre of town, in the middle of the Advent madness. Fading daylight, gusts of rain, Christmas carols playing on the brain and on the radio. On the radio. I could see the other guests arriving in Range Rovers and MG Midgets sprayed lime green and vomit orange.
Princess Di lookalikes and county twin sets, would-be whiz kids and down-at-heel Cambridge playboys, wearing Moss Bros suits and hand-me-down sports jackets. The theatrical profession, perhaps. Bearing organist was playing to the waiting congregations, sight reading madly and badly out of time before the bride arrived. Heads were turning, the whispering spread as you stood in the aisle, staring straight ahead like Lazarus, risen up from the dead in a formal morning coat. Prayers were offered. A lesson was read. One or two crocodile sniffles were shed. And someone whispered, "Doesn't she just look wonderful?" Dry crack in the voice. I felt like a leper and a traitor too, to everything we once knew was true. You avoided my eye and I knew that you knew that something in my heart screamed.
Song probably once or twice, and that's Tom Robinson with The Wedding, taken from 2009, and that's my classic track of the day, a track that you might not have heard before and new to your ears, or maybe you're a massive fan of Tom Robinson. He does a great amount of work on BBC Radio 6 for up and coming independent musicians, so well done to him. Here's Lewis Capaldi, this is Strangers.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, "My dear, you're not the only one." Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts are missing, heads are blazing, nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were who I ran to. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
The sunlight is warm and infects me. It shines on my bedroom
see me like a possible lover again? I am fed up to be your twin brother, you're not my sister. And every time I think of that, I wanna say to you, I wanna talk to you. When I look into your eyes, I see a yellow butterfly.
We're just talking about sunshine, in fact. Very lovely to see the wonderful Mrs. Ross in the studio. She's just dropped Scott, literally. Just dropped him, pushed him, shoved him. Yeah, he did a forward roll and he's managed to get into the studio. Don't know why she never stops the car so you can get out. It's a bit cruel, really, isn't it?
Sorry, what?
She never stops the car when you want to get out. You have to do a forward roll.
It really is a bit much.
It is, but never mind. I mean, you know, she's like, get out, John. or Scott Ross. I don't know who John is. Is that your dog or cat or something?
Who she's talking to?
We can't tell you. We're not telling you what that secret is. We're not allowed to tell you. Otherwise, we all get told off by the boss. So I'm joined by Scott Ross, and it'd be great to see Natasha in the studio and have a chat with her about all things community. Don't forget, over Easter, there's going to be lots for kids to do at the Brentwood Theatre, and you can have a look at Brentwood Theatre or Chicken and Frog Bookshop for all the details, and a lot of that's going to be subsidised, and some of it's going to be free as well, which is great. So now we've got Scott Ross mooching about. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, Mr. Ross,
it is.
I know that you plan a lot of wonderful things for yourself and your partner. You're one of those men that love to, you know, sort stuff out. So you could go to Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood. I have actually been there a good couple of years ago. It was fantastic. But they've got a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with five courses for just £42.50 per person. For more details and bookings, it's 01277 247 220. That's 01277 247 220. So if you fancy going out with your loved one on Valentine's Day for something nice to eat, then have a look at Marco Pierre White's restaurant, Holiday Inn in Brentwood. So what are you going to be doing Valentine's Day? Because it is coming up, and some people are people that celebrate and other people don't celebrate. And I think if you're not necessarily romantic, I think it is nice to maybe do do something on Valentine's Day, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if I can get
it. What are you doing now? Why are you... Sorry. Can I just say to you, he's trying to put on a pair of headphones with the lead, which is so short, and his head's nearly on the table and nowhere near the microphone. What are you doing? Are they actually plugged in?
They've wrapped the cable. Oh, dear.
See what I mean? This is live radio. I mean, if we were on the BBC now, they would cut to a break.
I can't believe
you put headphones on and your head was about one inch away from the table. I thought you collapsed, actually. I thought your head had just fallen onto that. Here we go. Are you going to put the headphones on? I'm going to put a song on. No, I'm not. Can you hear me now? Are you there?
I think so.
Oh, see what I mean? See what I mean? It's crashing into everything. Now.
Things aren't working, you know.
What's not working? Is that working? Is that better? Can you hear now?
Yes.
Well, there we go. Right, it only takes about 4 minutes to sort it out. I have to say that Bridget, our beautiful Bridget, bonjour, Michelle, she is swimming at the moment in the sea. It is 16 degrees and looks very nice in Nice.
Wow, yeah. 16 degrees. But that wouldn't be the temperature of the water. That's probably about 8 or something.
No, I mean, the thing is, when I go to Greece in September, It's had all summer to heat up. So when you get in the water, it's actually really nice.
Yeah.
And I'd say the temperature over there is about 25 to 28 degrees normally about September. But that does seem a little bit cold.
Well, 16 is a bit chilly to go in the for a dip, I would think.
Yeah, but she's brave, isn't she?
Well, evidently so.
She's not listening. She went, I'm sorry, I'm not listening today. I was like, that's rude. I'm not listening today, but I'm having a great time in the sea wishing you were here. Well, that makes me feel great. I wish I was there as well and not stuck in Brentwood with I said it was going to be sunny. There's no sun poking its way through the clouds.
But it should do a bit later on.
And I've got to go on the M25 to get home.
Have you?
Yeah. Sometimes I go down the lanes. If I want to pretend that I live in the countryside, I go down the lanes until I get to a certain point, and then I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then I drive to where I live. But when I drive down the lanes, it does make me feel as if I'm going back to some sort of stately home, and then as I come through the other side of the lanes, I'm like, no, I'm not in some stately home. Apparently, on the high street where I was yesterday, there was loads of people on Saturday running out of the local supermarket after robbing it.
Really?
Yes. I think
I suppose you would run out if you've robbed it.
Well, no, I think what they're doing, and this is the a lot of places in America are actually putting their supermarkets where they've got police stations.
Yeah.
So you don't get it. But in America, you've got people just walking in, and just because of the way things are, they've got no consequences as such.
Mm.
Just going in and stealing, and what are you going to do about it? I mean, anybody who works in a supermarket, especially in security, or even people where they haven't got any security, it's such a difficult job. And to know what to do to grab hold of somebody if they're going to walk in and just walk out with goods.
And I don't know what the law is over there, but I mean, here, if you apprehend anybody, you'd probably be done for some assault and battery or something.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to come back to you in a minute. I'm going to play some Nick Kershaw. Enjoy.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Phoenix FM.
Now we've got brand new music. This is a first play for Not Those Carpenters, and this is called Take Me Away.
Talking to me, and I won't let me be. So light up the dark and put some fire back in my heart. Take me away, take me away, and take me away, and take me away.
Sitting, waiting on a shelf,
That is a first play for Not Those Carpenters with Take Me Away.
Tell me I'll be okay. Put a smile on my empty face.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the traffic and travel. Now, locally, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside is a clear run. And coming back through the tunnel, heading up towards the M11, no problems. A1023 is running very smoothly, even Wilson's Corner. And no problems if you're heading up the A12. You do have some roadworks, though. Roadworks, yep. Road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Garden. Both ways from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. Now, plenty more coming up here on Phoenix FM. And after me, you've got the one and only Scott Ross. He's going to be here with his guest, Mike Davis from the Rayleigh Town Museum, talking about the history of turnpike roads and their connections with milestones. Joe Bailey's going to be here with the Drive Time Show from 3 till 5, Under the Radar with Andy Gardner at 6 p.m, presenting 2 hours of current indie alternative tunes with regular interviews. 8 p.m, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons. And then back tomorrow morning is the one and only Mikey Porter. That's all coming up for the rest of the day here at Phoenix FM. Coming up next, we're going to have some Roach with a brand new track. This is called All the Love We Need.
If we could have a world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love. We got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got. Silver and gold, and everything people may dream of. But if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough, could never be enough. So knowing you got someone who gives you reason, something you know. And with you I see that thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love. We got all the love with me. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love with me. And as long as you're here with me, from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got,
we got
everything is you and me.
Joe Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, coming up in the next couple of minutes at 1 o'clock is going to be Scott Ross. He's going to be in the studio with his guest. So stay tuned for that. I will be back with you tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Thanks ever so much for everybody listening today. I know there's loads of you out there listening. And thank you for the support you give the show and Phoenix FM as well. Thanks to Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. You can find out more about Chicken and Frog if you just type it into your search engine and then put Brentwood, and you'll find out all the fantastic things she does in the community and about the bookshop too. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Stay tuned. Scott's up next.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
I used to
but that was when I ruled the world.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News. From